Well, earlier we were reporting on a story on the fact that President Morsi's new decision has caused chaos in the country. To put this into context, I'm joined from Detroit by Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan African Newswire. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Azikiwe, we lost you for the moment there, but continue our discussion on Egypt. Just how sincere and genuine are Mr. Morsi's decisions?
It appears as if he's jockeying for political positions right now, considering the massive outpouring of hundreds of thousands of people, not only in Cairo, but through other parts of Egypt. We saw today demonstrations at the presidential palace, even though it was barricaded. The demonstrators broke through barbed wire and still were able to get very close to the presidential palace. Of course, there were demonstrations in Alexandria, in the Nile Delta region, where offices of both the local governance as well as the Muslim Brotherhood, Freedom and Justice Party, were trashed by anti-Morsi demonstrators. This is a very intense situation. The president said that he was willing to perhaps postpone the referendum for the 15th. In fact, the expatriates were scheduled to vote today, December 8th, but it's only being done under certain conditions. And the opposition forces from the different political parties and coalitions are rejecting the conditions that he's placing upon the opposition forces in order to postpone the elections for this draft constitutional referendum. I believe that President Morsi has really backed himself into a corner, and he really should create a situation where he can have genuine dialogue with the various opposition forces throughout the country.
Indeed. Mr. Azikiwe, I mean, Morsi is to travel to the United States. What will Morsi want from the U.S., and in return, what would the U.S. want from Morsi, do you think?
Well, the U.S. wants a stable political situation inside of Egypt.
Well, it seems we lost our SLI connection there with Detroit. I was talking to Mr. Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire. I hope to get him back on the show.